go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, home.
It means a lot. It means a lot because we had a Jelly, we had a phone conversation and the energy that you had, I've never experienced that type of energy.
Oh my God, what energy was it? I was feeling crazy that day. So I wanna know how it was from your perspective.
From my perspective, it looked like walking down the street, normal day, but it's like whoever said the wrong thing. You hitting them. No emotions evolved. As a matter of fact, I take that back. It was a lot of emotions involved. Because you hit me up on Twitter and said, you got something to say.
I was being facetious, but...
Because you got to... But you got to understand that I'm used to, you know, the subtle, the mellow jelly. She don't usually be amped like that. I'm like, I know I didn't do anything. I'm good.
You're good.
I got a couple of questions for you, though. Now, I'm going to let you explain that day because it was a lot of energy. It was a lot of heat. And we're still in summertime. We've hit triple digits over here a couple of times. I'm not saying that we didn't need the additional heat coming from you. We got it, though. Do you have any ties to LA outside of myself?
No, I've never been to Los Angeles yet, so that will be exciting. I do have friends in the Bay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. Have you ever thought about coming to LA?
Yes, but the traffic kind of gives me anxiety. So I've been slow on it, but it is in my 2024. 2026 lineup.
Okay. That's cool. So there's just a couple of things that we need to go over before we get to what we really need to get to.
Okay, some housekeeping.
Yeah, everything is pertaining, you know, everything is because of you. So look, you said
what did I say?
You said I love kissing so much. I want to be a kiss. What does that even mean? What does that mean to you and for you?
Okay, so you know how like good a kiss feels?
Mm-hmm.
And like if you like envision a kiss, it's like an amazing visual, right? Because you're envisioning a kiss that you would actually desire and like to partake in.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, loving something so much that you want to embody that essence, which is a beautiful essence, like a kiss, is, like, I feel like pretty straightforward.
So you just bypassing the people a part of you, you want to be the action by itself.
Think about how euphoric kisses are across the universe. Different languages, different cultures. There's always some type of kiss. A kiss is universal. It's like a universal language. Like a hug. That better.
Is, yeah, that's true. And I believe you said yesterday.
What did I say yesterday?
You said, nah, trying to stay humble is proving to be too much right now. I need a nap. I know what a nap is. What you mean, though?
Because my friend, a good friend of mine, told me to download CoStar, which is an astrology app. And on CoStar that day, it was like it lists like your do's and don'ts for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I read it, and I read it after the fact because I had already dropped some heat on the networks,
mm-hmm.
and like. I was gonna like drop more heat, And I'm like, I'm feeling really like, I'm feeling myself like, cause I've been that girl, you know, like still that girl.
Okay.
But on my cold star, it said, do yada, 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 yada. But it said, don't brag. And I realized had I dropped more heat, I would have been bragging at that point.
Oh, I got it. Now it all makes sense now. The way you put it together, because you said, nothing else felt this way inside me. Boy, let's go too far. Who are you talking to?
Yo, cut the chat.
Who are you talking? Cut like, what is camera.
That is an Ariana Grande bar from her most recent album, Eternal Sunshine. This is, I think, track number 4 or 5 called Supernatural. Y'all should go listen to that. Shout out to Ariana Grande.
Okay. I like how you got out of that one. I like that one. I like that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good lyric. You said August 19th, 2024 at 11:41 a.m.
Bye.
I'm going to send that voice note every time. Sorry, not sorry. Who are you talking to?
Everyone. Everyone will get a voice note from me at some point. If you have my number in your phone and we have talked in for any reason, whether it's like we're friends, more than friends, family, business, anything, like I'm gonna send a voice note because I'm a little long-winded sometimes. As if you've ever listened to any of my podcasts, I can go on and on in a million different tangents. I feel like I need Adderall, but I'm undiagnosed with ADHD. Like a voice note just flows effortlessly to me. I'm able to just speak in like a fluid state of consciousness and then forget about it.
Mm-hmm. That's the jelly way. That's the jelly way. Just forget about it, huh? Yeah, because you said 10 days prior to that.
Oh my gosh.
I need every, let me run it back. It says, I need every man in America to get a grip and be for real, immediately. What are you talking about? What we do?
Okay, so your male counterparts have been wilding in these streets. I think it was a few years ago when the Currys were announced their divorce, the parents of Steph Curry. And a man went on his tangent saying about, you don't want to be out here. Like, you don't want to be out here. You don't want to be outside. And went on a long tangent of the reasons why you don't want to be outside in today's times. Like, you don't know what that means. Like, you have a beautiful family, a beautiful life. You are safe from the streets, okay?
Right.
They are treacherous. They are scary. And when I say that these men out here be scaring the hoes bad, they be scaring the hoes bad. So they need to get a grip immediately.
Now, when you came into this room, did you hear that? Did you hear that music?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about these? You talking about? Hold on, because when you say when you talk about like the guys in America and stuff like that, I get where you're coming from. I totally understand. You talking about these guys?
No, you guys.
I ain't coming at y'all on some rude shit.
You talking about that? You talking about those type of guys?
Yeah, that's the guys I was talking about. Like, I need every man. But you know what? At some point, like, obviously, like, if it don't apply, let it fly. You feel me? But most of these people out here don't have a grip. Like, if you are pushing 40 and you're still on the same type of time as if you were like 19, 20, I'm gonna need you to get a grip.
Okay.
If you feel like, for whatever reason, any woman in this world should be like doing anything to get your like specific attention or whatever the case may be, I need you to get a grip immediately. There's a laundry list of things, of reasons why I feel like a lot of people out here in the world need to get a grip. But that's the gist of it. Get a grip. And if it don't, if you do got a grip, then that won't offend you. You feel me?
I totally understand. I totally understand. I get it now. I get it now. It was just a question because some stuff that you tweet, I just be needing that, like a direct answer. Like this one you did last month. on the 31st at 3:19 p.m.
3:19.
You said, no, seriously, eat me. It doesn't stop there, though, because somebody actually checked your temperature and said, okay. And then you send back a reply. Now, this is what we call a conversation. you sent back a meme of Marshawn Lynch with the look of don't test me with a slight interest. Now I could be wrong. I could, because a picture is 1,000 words. So
that's one of my favorite memes, and it's two of my favorite people in that meme. That's not one of my favorite memes of all time. Go ahead. That was the question.
Oh, no. You can go ahead. I need to know, what is that? What's that about? Don't try to cop out of this with another lyric.
I'm not copying. That's not a lyric, clearly. Like, I will not explain the original tweet. That's open to, like whatever your perception is. Like, the people be imaginative. Whatever you want that to mean, that means. However, the response was a coy response, because in typical Jelly fashion, like, I'm not finna curve somebody on the timeline. I'm not finna give somebody the alley-oop on the timeline. I'm real cute. And at the end of the day, nobody will know if I do or do not like something, unless it's explicitly disrespectful to me. I thought that was funny and cute. And that's actually my friend, so.
Okay.
Clear, direct answers.
I like that answer. Now, to listening to the end of that,
okay,
I got a question that actually fits that narrative, right?
Oh, okay.
What is your version of shooting your shot, and what does it look like?
Digitally or in real life?
Well, it's not general. This is personal.
What do you mean? Like, hold on.
How you personally shoot. I know how Curry shoot.
No, I'm talking about, but digitally, like, because we live in 2024, right? You've been off of the street since, like, the 90s, so you don't know. You feel me? Like, you wasn't outside. You've never been outside. Like, it's crazy out here. So,
wow.
There is, I mean, that with all love and respect. So there is, like, a digital aspect, because there are people that you're meeting from literally, like, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And then there are people, like, I'm still in that age where, like, I know how to meet people outside and connect and talk to people in real life. So there's that aspect as well. I don't really have to do much, which is not to be cocky, but really, like, I just, if I see something or someone that I want, it's easy to kind of just naturally gravitate towards that being the outcome.
Okay. So that's how, and that's you shooting your shot.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, I mean, you're not going to get a straight answer out of me on this. You're not going to. But like I said, like, I just feel like naturally things come to me. The things that I want come to me. One way or another.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a crazy question off of that one.
Okay.
So, listening to that, totally understand it. I respect it.
Okay.
Do you care about love, or is it just a dope thing to be in from time to time?
Oh, I absolutely love love. I respect love. I try to exude it and experience it every day, from a family aspect to friendship. And romantic love is so important to me. Like, obviously, like, you know, I'm just a free bird flying right now. But honestly, like, I think most people, at least me, I can only speak for myself, definitely I think romantic love is really important. It is a dope thing to be in from time to time, and, like, yeah, you fall in love for, like, a couple of months, and you're like, oh my God, this is great, or whatever the case may be. But long-term partnership is definitely the baseline for me. That's definitely what something I want. I respect it. I 100% believe in it. And when that time comes for me, it's a wrap. It's gonna be my man, my man, my man, my man, my man. Until then, I'm just a girl.
Do you be sending inside tweets?
To who? I
can guarantee you that 95% of the people that you tweet, I probably don't know them. We know a small
Or you
amount.
might.
Well, no, I mean, I know the people that we do have, you know, that we do share in common. But it's just a question. It's just a question. 'Cause we're gonna get to the whole top. We're gonna get to the whole headline of blue slides in a minute. Don't worry, that's not going anywhere. That's right there.
I believe you. I believe you.
I'm just asking the questions that need to be asked.
Okay, so ask that question again.
And do you inside tweet?
Like sub? Do I sub?
No, not sub. But we can. We thank you for that one. That's off the backboard. No, I'm talking about. Just like an inside joke. Me and my wife got inside jokes. We
Do you
can say
tweet
an
them?
inside joke. I can say it across the room. She could catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. You could see it, but she wouldn't understand it.
Okay. Do I tweet inside jokes and shit like that?
No, I didn't say tweet inside. You're good. I'm not gonna lie, you're very good. I
I do this
said
for a living. Thank
I
you.
say, do you inside tweet?
Like tweet for somebody to only one person will understand it type
Or
of vibe.
hey, I don't know. It could be one person or it could be a few.
There are a few that I can say, and that's going to rally off like a few things. But I mean, like, I don't really do. I mean, not really, not really, not too much. Like, because if I got something to say, I'll probably just text it to somebody. You feel me?
I feel you.
And if I can't text you, that means what the fuck am I inside tweeting you for? That's weird.
Interesting. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a lot of blue clothes?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't have a lot of blue clothes. Okay.
I don't.
Have you ever dated anybody that loved the color blue?
I have.
Okay. Okay. Old flame.
Old flames, you know
Still
what
in
I
the
mean?
picture?
Not close enough.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're here for a certain reason. I need you to break down that energy and why you needed that.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw you amped, and it kind of it had my heart racing for a minute. I'm like, what happened? What happened? Not what did you do? Because that means I'm already taking a side.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
I'm a good girl.
But I need now it's 50-50.
I'm a good girl.
Now it's 50-50. But I'm like, okay, what's the energy about?
Okay, so that day I was kind of in a precarious situation because I had someone display energy to me that I've never had in my 30 years of life. And I am who I am. You know, we steadily evolve and grow and become better people and all that jazz, but ultimately we are who we are. And because of how amazing I am, but the way that I move, and I think that you can attest to that a little bit more as my friend Baylor. Like, I'm not mixy, especially on the digitals. I can tweet every day, but for the most part, you're not gonna know what's going on in my life. Why would you ever?
Right.
You don't know me, right? So that level of just attention to detail on my part, like that level of just being cautious about how I move had led somebody to believe me, a lady, a pretty one at that. It was the ops, meaning opposition, meaning the opposers, his opposers, had entrusted me to do something foul or to allow something foul to happen. And I was just so utterly flabbergasted why that, why my energy, my aura would give off something so dark to someone when that's never been the case with anybody I've ever met in my entire life. And as you, as someone who talks so much shit about me being the queen of the CD underworld, I felt like maybe Baylor can give me some perspective because he's one of the people that joke about it, but I know he jokes about it because he might think it's kind of true. So I needed that. I needed to hear your perspective on that because I was like, do I give off like Queen Pen vibes? Like, do I give off the vibe that like...
Nigga, yes.
That's yes. Horrible.
Yes. You look, like, how else are we supposed to... The reason why I asked you if you send inside tweets is because I'm trying to incriminate you. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. From time to time, I might tweet out a lyric or two or something like that. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, niggas know what that lyric is.
Okay, so y'all listen to Ariana Grande, whatever.
That's true. That's true. But I feel like... Here's the thing. It's not about what we listen to and what we don't listen to. It's about, are we living our raps?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And yeah, the question is for you. The question is for
are
you.
We living
because
our, yeah.
You asked me.
I can apply that. I can apply, okay, we're going Ariana Grande. I can apply that tweet to X amount of situations. And it'll be true.
Jelly, but you don't move as if you talk about other celebrities or anything like that. Yes, I could look at some of your tweets and you may tweet out something about a random actor, actress, or athlete or whatever the case may be. I know those type of tweets. You also have tweets that people will look at and be like, And don't forget, I also knew who one of your favorite artists is. Okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You want to talk about that too?
No, not really. I mean, I could ask you later on about how you felt about the battle in general. But who wants to go over that? We trying to figure out.
I'm surprised you didn't try to get me on the mic for that because, you know, I was like, I know. That would have been a good one, but keep going. Proceed.
I need you to understand that the way you carry yourself, people are going to try to put pieces together based off of what you post and what you write.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we just trying to find out if there's any truth to it. And because of your latest actions.
My latest actions?
Yeah.
What the hell have I done?
Look, if anybody else would have done that, we would have been like, oh, are you trying to get ahead of something?
Wait, are we talking about?
I'm talking about this. I'm still talking about the tweet. You said, hey, okay. I gotta say something. You never told me. Then you said, I'm gonna let it, we could die down. We could schedule this. So I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, are you gonna let it die down? Are you
oh,
gonna
my, you oh, my tweet when I was like, oh, I got something to say?
Yeah. Remember,
you've been hitting me with tweets this whole time. You gotta be specific.
I'm just trying to figure out what the tweet was about.
The tweet was about, like, me, like, in I love a dialogue. And I felt like you were the first person, the best person to have this dialogue work. Now, we could have did this off mic, but you were like, let's go on the mic for real. And I was like, all right, bet, let's do it. Like, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared. I know you're not. I know you, because can't nobody find you. You always going somewhere. Yes. You post when you post.
I post when I post.
And even the pictures and the videos have captions that's not written. You saying a lot.
I don't know. I plead the fifth. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, like I said before, you could look at a picture and be like, and make up your own story to it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you mentioned the word opposition. You got ops in these streets?
I don't think I should, because I'm literally, for lack of a better term, just a girl. Okay? So there should be nobody trying to oppose me, at least on like a violent level. Like, I'm not like in the streets, allegedly. Like, I'm not. Like, I am a good girl. I'm a good girl.
You said allegedly.
I have a great job.
You said allegedly.
Because allegedly. Well, like, we all like have a past, right? Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
We all have a past.
Are you still living in your past? Like, is your past, or is it like?
I'm literally living in 2042. Like, I'm ahead of the game.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah. I'm just asking the proper questions. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Like, no. Like, I'm just, I don't know. If anybody has a problem with me, I guess take it up with God. I don't know. I don't know why I would, but that was just, it was just like, it was interesting to me that was the situation. And like I said, I felt like you were the first person to ever really like be like, yo, Jelly's a gangster. I'm like, what?
You don't consider yourself a gangster?
Who needs to know the answer to that question, though? Who's asking?
Me. The interviewer.
Yeah, but this could like go viral. Like, one of us makes it big, this goes viral, and then in like a couple of years, people are gonna be listening to this interview and like using my words against me.
But they wouldn't just, I mean, you can't just go by words though. You have to see what, you know, what's so gangster about her. And if they go to your page, they're gonna see a lot of
gangster. Yeah, I am who I am. I am who I am.
You good in these streets?
Absolutely. In any hood, any city.
Okay. All right. Are you dating any streets?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. You go out to eat and dance in these streets with other people?
Oh yeah, like I'm social.
You travel?
I do.
Plane?
Yeah. Boat, bus, car.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. What's the goal?
The goal. Oh my God. Hi, Gigi. The goal overall for what? For this situation or just in my.
Just going out, eating and partying, traveling, flying.
Oh my God. Don't put partying on me. I don't even party anymore. The goal is just to live my life. I had to grow up very, very quickly. And for the longest time, I've been an adult. And I think for the first time in the last, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 years, like, I've literally just been living my life. And I absolutely love it. And things will come in its time. But I have a long career. I've been in my career for 12 years. Like, I've done that. You feel me? Like, I've had successful businesses. I failed at things. Like, I love who I am. I love where I am in life. Like, the goal is to just live a life that I am happy with and that I can be proud of. And at the end of it all, I don't look back and regret absolutely anything. That's the goal.
So that's the goal. So is there a message that you want to tell people or a person?
Either love me or leave me alone, everybody, period. Like, if you're not here for the good, like, just go on your way, because like, life is too short to be a fucking hater. Get a grip.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
No, it's not. It's straightforward.
Is that to everybody or is it to that person?
I think it's for everybody, like, in general. Like, and that applies to anybody. Like, if you don't want to be in somebody, if somebody in your life you feel like is opposing you, check the door. Keep it moving. Stop fussing with people that you don't need to fuss with.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Get a grip.
Yeah. Tell them.
Get tell them.
Because it's some ops out there that you got and that you know of. And it's for a reason. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's for no reason.
Okay, so it don't have to be.
That is not mine.
It don't have to be a good reason. I never said it had to be a good reason. But there is a reason, though, right?
There's a reason for everything.
That's what I'm saying. So if it happened to just be because of a guy.
Wait, repeat that question.
Is it a reason? It could be anything. It could be a guy.
Yeah,
it could be status.
Listen, whatever the reason is for anything, anybody, like at the end of the day, like just get a grip and like proceed with your life. Don't be a hater.
Don't be a hater. And so you officially saying right now on record, you are not a part of the blue team. You're not a part of the blue team.
No.
Not a part of the red team.
And I love everybody.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. We just want to set the record straight.
Yes.
Jelly is
a good girl. There's somebody right now in the like that's listening to this right now that can attest that I am a great, wonderful, good girl.
And who's that?
Yeah. Gigi.
You wanna bring her up?
Yes, let's bring Gigi up for the closeout.
I will bring her right on up. Let her decide when she wants to come up there and speak on your behalf. That's cool. I like that. But
out behind me. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm alone.
We can hear you. It sounds real ghetto in your background, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm outside.
So this, look, Gigi, let me tell you what we're gonna do. What we're gonna do is put you on mute.
Before I do that, I just want to say that I agree with Jelly. She is 10 toes down. Like, anybody that deals with her understands that. I'm putting myself on mute.
Right there. Right there. I'm thorough. I'm a thorough.
So let me ask you, but how often is Gigi around you, though?
Me and Gigi been...
I don't have to be around her. I'm around her in spirit and essence and in physical. So what I say is not just because of what I heard or what I thought somebody else heard or what I've seen. I've experienced it firsthand.
That's beautiful.
We've seen each other in different states.
Look, it's all right. She got it, girl. She got
it. Gigi, I do not need any music in the background, so my episode will not be taken down off of YouTube. Thank you.
Immediately.
Nigga. Come in here with that ghetto background.
Like I said, like...
That's one person, and you can't fully trust Gigi anyway. Nigga don't return phone calls. You know what I'm saying? She'll disappear 2.5 months out of the year.
Everybody thinks that I'm the sneaky one. It's Gigi. But I love her. And like she said, she co-signed.
Thank you. Don't treat me like that, baby. Come on. I'm in the conversation. That's why I'm here. Come on, let's continue.
You better go find it a damn bathroom or something.
In a minute.
Tell him to cut that shit down. Greg ain't got no chicks over there. Tell him to cut it out. Nigga's trying to set the mood for bedtime. Go to bed, Greg.
Oh, Greg
played
mad at him. He grew it. I can't do that. That'd be great. I'm about to go in the bathroom for a second. Greg, just do your thing. Completely continue the conversation. That's why
we're trying to get there, but Jelly keep dodging it. Here's the thing, Jelly. I believe that you are not cripping over there. I believe it.
I'm not.
I trust you. But I do think you might. I think you. It's okay. It's okay. You be provoking people. Do you be provoking people?
Yo, literally, I don't do anything to anybody intentionally. I truly don't. I'm too busy to be crazy.
All right. Okay. I can agree with that. Now, where are you at on a scale? Just if you had just had to guess, I'm going to say I'm anywhere between 8.5 and like 9.3. How petty are you? You don't have to. Your scale starts at 5. By the way, you don't have to start.
I'm not petty.
Like, well, we know.
What have I been petty towards you?
No. Well, I gotta think about it. I have to.
Please, because I want to hear your grievances.
I can't say off the top of the bat. No, I wouldn't.
I need you to come up with a list of grievances against me, please.
I don't.
We'll go back to that. We'll offline that.
Okay. I have two things to say. I know I got my background, but no, she hasn't. From my experiences, even being around both of y'all, and two, it's 11-11. So let's be great. Yeah.
I didn't tell you to come in. This is not a tag team. This is not a... She did not tag you in.
Well, I'm on both sides because I love both of y'all.
Gigi, this episode is a possibility that this is going on YouTube. Get that background out of here. Thank you.
Now you scolding her on the mic. Okay.
Yeah, because Gigi, no. Jelly?
Yeah.
Between 5 and 10, how petty are you?
Okay, between 5 and 10, I would say like a solid 7.
Why so modest?
And 7, I'm not being modest, it's because I'm disciplined. I realize that it's better to avert my energy towards more positive things than revenge and being petty.
There was a
still there,
mm-hmm.
but it's still there. But acting on it and being a petty person doesn't necessarily do me any good unless I absolutely feel like you disrespected me, and I don't ever want to go there. So I just am a better person.
Since y'all know each other so much, you think Gigi is petty?
Gigi's also a Scorpio. Her birthday's not far from mine. I know that she has a dinner.
Starting to make a lot of sense. I don't know. You move different.
You literally just said that.
Hi, Ray.
You literally just said that your scale was from 7 point something to like 8.3. Did you not?
I said 8.5 to 9.3.
For you?
Yeah.
So you're very petty.
Extremely.
Okay. So I'm a solid 7.
I'm okay with living in the dirt. This is not about me.
I'm not being modest. I'm a solid 7.
A solid 7.
I could be pettier.
And you said this was just pure, because this is just pure discipline.
Discipline, yeah.
All right. The show that I dropped yesterday, there was a question that asked, how do you handle or how do you deal with people that dislike you for no reason? And I answered, I said, I don't know anybody that don't like me for no reason. I don't know anybody that don't like me, period. But if they are out there, okay, I can handle it a certain way. How about you? You know people that dislike you for no reason?
I feel like there are people that have perceptions of me.
What do you think those are?
According to you, I'm a criminal and a mastermind.
No, I didn't say criminal. I didn't say criminal.
You kind of implied that you think that I'm a criminal, Loki.
Okay.
It's okay. All of you used to do it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't know what those perceptions are, but like, you know, I don't think everybody in this world likes me. I know that the people in my life love me, and that's really all that matters. Like,
we definitely know Gigi loves you.
No, I'm just saying everybody's room, even Ray. Like, I love you all, like for real. There's people that were in our original group that shall not be named that I wouldn't care about anything about, but you guys I care about.
I got love for Ray too. I still haven't gotten over the fact that she had y'all take me to court over some hot cereal. So when I say petty,
I did not have them take you to court.
No,
they decided to take.
That's the same thing.
I'm not sure. No.
It was not because it was actually none of your business to do anything like that.
to bring up the fact that you like malt meal.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the public at all, because breakfast usually is in a private place of your own home.
I think that that is not fair, especially as much as niggas discuss grits. I think that that's an unfair assessment.
What does grits have to do with this conversation?
Breakfast is not enjoyed in the privacy, because everybody argues about breakfast all the fucking time.
Not me. I ain't got nothing to argue about. I eat what I eat.
Speaking of, you're a multi meal, nigga.
And
then that's how you should have handled it in court instead of blaming me for your question.
No, because you already stacked up the jury against me.
I did not say, I told
you. You went in there with Venom. I'm not sure what record label you were trying to sign to at the time, but I hope it was a good deal.
I was brand new to the room. I didn't even know that they brought niggas up on charges.
You know what that is, though?
That wasn't
the truth.
No. Let me tell you what that was. Let me tell you what that was in party terms. That was me taking you to the party, and now you want to slap box in front of the girls. That's what you did.
I disagree, but okay.
It's all love. I still love you. I still love Malto Mill.
I said, now, I had talked to Teddy the other day, and I said nice things about you, and I regret it now.
It's all love. I'll find out from Teddy. Here's what we've been trying to figure out. There has been speculation that our dear friend Jelly is a crip in these streets. She runs an organization. It could possibly be about... That's incriminating. I don't want to say that one.
Yeah, just don't say anything. But I say that I'm just a girl. And I feel like you guys have followed me for like at least 4 years now. It's about to be 2025. Like
I can barely hear you, Jelly. Am I the only one?
No, I can hear.
Oh, she sounds like she is in my pocket across the room. Can you hear me now?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yo. Yes.
Perfect. Oh, y'all should have told me a long time ago. But anyway, what was the point I was just trying to make?
See? That you're not a crip and that just a girl.
I am just, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't know where that came from, but that's not the truth. Clearly. I use all different color hearts. I don't ever change. I don't ever change, like, a B to a C. Like, I'm like, what? Does that even make sense to anybody? No, it doesn't.
I mean, no. When you got me, you won me over with the multicolored hearts.
Yeah, you kinda,
I do.
You yeah. won that.
Yeah. So I guess I can believe you on that. On that end, I know you're not out here banging. That's cool.
I just think that she's loosely affiliated with multiple criminal organizations. Never dedicated to too much.
How you feel about that? Literally. How you feel about that, Jelly?
Alliances.
I literally am just a girl, you know what I mean? We all have friends, and we all, like, I just, like I said, I love everybody, you know what I mean? But I'm not a criminal, nor am I a gang member.
Ray, so let me ask you a question since you're here.
No, shit.
You said what you said. What is it that Jelly says or does that makes you feel that way? Please share with the room.
I think what makes it that way is that nobody really knows what Jelly does. Jelly just does. Mm. Nobody know where Jelly be. Jelly just kind of be. I'm still to this day not 100% sure where Jelly lives. Like, I think it might be Pennsylvania, could be New Jersey, could be Florida for all I know. I don't fucking know. I just know she be places, and sometimes she runs to Puerto Rico for fun. So I've been told.
Good hypothesis. I like that.
You feel me? Now, maybe she lives in multiple places. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like it's all one of those things that's up in the air. But, you know, I mind my business. I don't ask questions.
That's interesting. I like that perspective from you. I thank you for that. Gigi, you...
I love that, Ray.
Gigi, you so close to Jelly.
what do you want from me? Because I feel like, right, definitely painting a picture that I would call it a low key. Not even I keep Picasso if I wanted to say the least. However, being able to see her and be able to experience her at the same time, I'm gonna, y'all able to hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, she's not only just a great persona, a great businesswoman, a great friend, or even a social media personality. It's the idea that she's also a great friend. Like, she really show up, she check up on people, like, she do what she can do when she can do it, and when she does it, it definitely hits a different way, and that's why I'm always gonna show up for her. She dope, and that's why I'm so happy to see you, right? I miss you, Freya. I miss you.
I miss y'all too. I miss Clubhouse sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Even my trash reality TV show friends stopped using it. Aww. It's truly dead.
So I'm and thank you for your testimony.
Can I say one more thing before I'm sorry, Ray?
Yeah.
If you build, they will follow. You have the voice too. Like, don't underestimate that. You have the thoughts, you have the persona, you have the personality. Like, you don't gotta wait for a wave. You the wave, friend.
I have my fun in the podcast and content creating world. No, thank you.
Yeah, nigga, start show podcast.
Hey, amen. My back hurt and my bra too tight. Okay.
I
appreciate that testimony that you gave on.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, you can. Yep.
To why the jelly is a drug dealer. First of all, her dog. Come on.
Wow.
Drug dealer dog.
Okay.
Relax on my baby Wella.
I'm just saying. Drug dealer dog. As a dog, as a part time dog sitter, drug dealer dog. That's all I'm saying about that. And then the other thing, everybody, what does Jelly do? Anybody?
I'm screaming. You making. Well,
I mean, technically she's
don't
here, so let's just Jelly.
Dude, I mean, no, and I'm just saying, it's one of them things that, like, your auntie, who, you know, she do whatever she do, but what does she do? You know,
I don't ever see nobody in the pics. I don't see nobody in the videos. They be around though, because you can hear them.
You know, I don't ever see Jelly being like, ooh, I hope when I log into the system today, I hope it crashes like a normal person with a normal job. Not saying that you don't have a normal job.
I do have a job.
I believe you.
She's asking. Is
I'm
it text?
Not asking, because, you know, I like the mystique of Jelly, the potential drug dealer. You know, I international woman of mystery, very Carmen San Diego. I'm into it. I like the mystery. So I prefer that you keep it up.
Thank you for respecting my privacy.
I just don't mind pointing out all the shadowy things that make you a little bit of a shadowy figure.
Thank you. That's what we're trying to get down to the root of, and that's essentially what happened. I called Baylor because I had an occurrence with someone in which really bewildered me, and I felt like this person kind of had beliefs that Baylor had about me being the leader of, like, the CD underworld. And that's where we were coming, you know, just to see, like, different perspectives. Like, you guys know me. So it's interesting. And I think it's just because I'm not forthcoming with details of my life. But also, I overshare at the same time. Isn't that weird?
Overshare but, what?
I am Jelly. Always tweeting about things.
I think your concept of oversharing and my concept of oversharing are the same. I prefer to tell you nothing. If you knew nothing about me, that would be fine. The fact that you know that I have a sister and I'm from Ohio is plenty to me. That seems like oversharing to me. But you don't overshare. Or would you be oversharing, but it ain't about nothing for real. You know, nothing of consequence.
Right.
Well, that's a lot for me. Whatever I do put out there, even the music I'm listening to, like, this is vulnerable. Like, this means something to me. Like,
Just like July 31st.
Oh my God.
Here at 3:19 p.m. You said, no, seriously, eat me.
Why are we going back to this tweet?
Because that tweet says a lot. Somebody responded.
Oh my God.
Gigi, what you got to say about that? You seen the tweet? Or you wasn't online that day? You was at work? I got it.
I'm screaming. First of all, I probably was doing all those things. But second of all, I'm going to support Jelly in whatever thought she had. This is her creative space. She's able to be the person that she needs to be, the time that she needs to be. Now, you take it how you want to take it, but you know how she wanted to take it. And I'm going to put a period on that. And that's where I'm going to lay.
Right?
Being an international woman of mystery involves a lot of mystery. We'll never know. But whoever it is, they definitely could have ate her in whatever context she meant it.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like Jelly is in the clear. There's nothing to see here, obviously. You know, she told y'all in so many words that she is a mysterious woman. At the same time, she shares a lot. How's that done?
I got a job just like Tommy does.
See? Just like Tommy does. And we all know what Tommy does.
You connect the dots, Taylor. You can find a path.
No, I literally have a job, y'all. People are weird. I would never, like, I mean, not you guys. Like, if you guys are talking to me one-on-one, of course. But, like, just to be like, this is where I work, nigga, on Twitter?
No, I mean, obviously,
the capital of the world.
Obviously, we know you have some type of 9-to-5, whether it's legit or to cover up some stuff. But is there? We know
we can add each other on LinkedIn. It's no problem.
I ain't even got one of those.
Same.
Fuck that.
So any last words, Jelly? I mean, good. To me, it looks like everything is fine.
It is. Everything is fine. Listen, like, we are young. We are beautiful. Like, at the end of the day, we should be enjoying our lives. Like, if you literally look around what's going on in the world, it is scary out there. And we should grab onto joy as much as we possibly can. And if that is not your wave, I think you should leave the rest of the happy people alone. I want to say I love everybody in this room. This is like a little reunion. And, like, I know Clubhouse is dead, but shout out to Baylor for taking the time to know that this is a great place to record. I'm happy that I was having a manic moment and inspired this to even happen right now. To God be the glory. Goodbye.
I like that. I like that. So in so many words, she said, don't judge his book by his cover, but do more research as well.
And get a grip.
And a major one. A major one. Ray, do you have anything that you would like to say to the people before we get out of here?
Support your local library. Get a library card and go use it.
That's dope. Gigi? I've been trying to get Gigi to do it. Oh, you know what? That's a question before we get out of here. Jelly, like, when? Solo?
Wait a minute, goddamn it. Is this recorded?
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God, Baylor.
Definitely. This is her episode.
And here I thought, this is my fault. Never mind.
Just like last time was. Jelly, can we get a solo podcast?
From me?
See what I be saying?
If that's a lot of work. If somebody would take the time to produce it and get it all together,
see, right next to you.
I'll be talent. I love to talk. I'm a yapper. I can go on and on and on. I would need a script because I would probably go off of it way too much. But
I know someone who can edit your shows.
I love it. I do this. I low key, as just one hint, one little Easter egg. I do produce, like pre-produce, like production. I'm on air talent and also like do post-production, like as a part of my 9-to-5. So, like, I do media. I love this. I'm always willing to, like, get on the mic and have some dialogue.
Well, you said God, family, art, right?
Yes, I mean,
where's the art at?
In my life.
Okay. You gonna share it, or we just got to keep guessing?
I don't know. I am an artist, and if you are an artist, you know, most of the time you just kind of work on something, but don't really know if you should just kind of release it or not. So I just do my thing.
All right. Well, could you share what kind of art it is?
No, Baylor. I have like been so transparent this entire time. When it's ready, it's ready. And I still have not forgotten about the last challenge you've given me on like cooking, like a cook-off. So I got you. And
I was definitely about to bring that up. I'm glad you're
there. All right. Well, I beat you to the punch.
Okay. All right. So before the year is over.
Say less.
Okay. All right, beautiful people. That would be the end of my show. I love all of y'all equally. Well, sometimes I ain't gonna even lie to you. Sometimes, you know, y'all kind of rub me the wrong way. So I love the other person a little bit more. But the love never goes anywhere. Okay? I want y'all to continue to stay safe. I want y'all to continue to love other people. Be as petty as you want. And stay out of gang's way. Okay?